Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department said it will not turn over to House Republicans looking for something, anything, on which to impeach President Biden, a recording of the president's interview with a special counsel on his handling of classified documents.
Even with Republican threats of holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt, the DOJ says it has no plans to hand over the audio recording of the interview. A spokesperson for the DOJ says the House committees have already received extraordinary accommodation of the interview transcript, giving them all the information they need.
ABC's Perry Russum. The Israel Defense Forces said more than 400 trucks carrying humanitarian aid entered the Gaza Strip on Monday. On Sunday, more than 300 delivered aid. The University of Connecticut men's basketball team continued its march of destruction through the NCAA tournament, smothering Purdue 75-60, a beatdown to win the national championship and defending its title. This is ABC News. President Biden went to Madison, Wisconsin to take the wraps off his latest student debt relief plan.
The new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
The old debt's been a drag on the U.S. economy.
By freeing millions of Americans from this crushing debt of student debt, it means they can finally get on with their lives instead of their lives being put on hold.
Note to air travelers, the airlines really don't want you improvising your own piddle pack. Australian authorities fined a New Zealand man almost $400 U.S. for offensive behavior on an Auckland to Sydney Air New Zealand flight in December. A passenger sitting in the same row reported to flight attendants that the man peed in a cup during a delay in deplaning after the three-hour flight. Yes, alcohol was involved, with the woman who reported this saying the man was obviously quite drunk. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe there's hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
Got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Servais. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media
Network. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely here the overnight with cloudy skies and upper 30s, a light west breeze. On Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. A slight chance of showers Wednesday will be in the mid-60s. It's 42 at our studios.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That clip, Nate. And welcome to the second hour of our program. Rita Palma is the New York State Director for Bobby Kennedy's campaign, and she kind of gave away the playbook for the campaign's mission. This is pretty shady stuff. She openly admits that the plan is to basically steal electoral votes from Biden so that Donald Trump can become our next president. Here is what she had to say.
So there's no Biden voters in the House, right? No. Okay, good. Things, I guess, will change over time because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden. Since Biden is counting on us with Bobby in the mix, my thought is for the Republicans. See, Bobby right now, he's pulling from both sides. Right now, he's actually pulling a little bit more from Biden, which explains why the DNC is kind of ganging up on him. They have a special committee to go after independent candidates. Yeah, they say independent candidates, like non-affiliated candidates. They really mean Bobby, because Bobby's the only third party that anybody's taking seriously. So they developed a committee just to go after him and to get him off of the ballot in any way they can, especially it seems as though they're going after the battleground states more than the deep blue states. Bobby's moving the blues on his own. If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue, why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and get those 28 electoral votes in New York? The card's a little wrong. It says 26 electoral votes. Give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270. And we all know how that works, right? 270 wins the election. If you don't get to 270, if nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump. So we're rid of Biden either way. Does everybody follow that? Yay. Okay.
Yeah. Yay. Let's get rid of Biden. That's kind of the official message, I guess, from Bobby Kennedy's campaign. It's just really rather weird. Did you know that there were 12 mass shootings in America this past week? On Sunday, March 31st, there were mass shootings in St. Petersburg, Florida, Paris, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Dublin, Georgia, another one in Jackson, Mississippi, and two in Chicago, and one in Nashville, Tennessee. On Monday, April 1st, there was one in East Point, Michigan. On Tuesday, April 2nd, there was one in Des Moines, Iowa. On Friday, April 5th, there was a mass shooting in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And on Saturday, April 6th, there was a mass shooting in Miami. Amazing. Amazing. I got that from, by the way, from Jessica Valenti's newsletter. She keeps track of that every week. And it's just amazing stuff. Just absolutely amazing. Meanwhile, Marjorie, Jeff Teedrick calls her Marjorie Three Toes. I'm not sure that that's kind of a slur on disabled people, but whatever. Marjorie Taylor Greene just came out and said this. She was talking to Steve Bannon, and she says, but let's talk about what this is really, Steve. And she's talking about foreign aid to Ukraine. She had just said that if Speaker Johnson brings up foreign aid to Ukraine, it brings it to the floor for a vote, she's going to move to unseat him, to dethrone him. And she says, so let's talk about what this really is, Steve. This is a war on Christianity. The Ukrainian government is attacking Christians. The Ukrainian government is executing priests. Russia is not doing that. They're not attacking Christianity. As a matter of fact, they seem to be protecting it. Now, this is, the head of the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee was on TV over the weekend saying, we are seeing some of our Republicans in Congress parroting Russian propaganda. That's exactly what this is. The Ukrainian government is not executing priests. It's not declared a war on Christianity. This was, the Russians, first they were saying, oh, they're all Nazis. But Zelensky's Jewish. So now they're saying, oh, Zelensky's Jewish. He hates Christians. And stupid people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I don't know how else to describe her. This woman is, definitely not the brightest bulb on the tree. In fact, far from it, sadly. Just eat it up. Oh, Russian propaganda. Yeah, I'd love to have some. Sure. Gimme. And it's just such a sad thing. Also, breaking news. Donald Trump just sued Judge Juan Merchan, the guy who's going to oversee his trial in another week, his criminal trial, for trying to influence the election in 2016 by burying the fact that he's been paying to have sex with women. And while married to Melania, who showed up with him, by the way, at a fundraiser day before yesterday, I believe it was, and looked like she was a hostage. There were all these, clips being played on social media called hostage clips. Melania, she was not smiling. But, they renegotiated their prenup, and I'm guessing that she has to do a certain number of public appearances with Donald. Afterwards, after all the social media went nuts, with the kidnapped Melania or, hostage videos, after that happened, Trump, on his Nazi-infested social media site, put out a video of him and Melania being affectionate, of her kissing him. Which is probably from 10 years ago, I don't know, because she does not seem like she wants to kiss him anymore. But anyhow, he is saying that he's filing a lawsuit against the judge. According to the New York Times, this is an 11th hour attempt to delay the case. He wants to delay the trial and challenge the gag order. The appeals court might act fast to reject it. We'll see. In a separate filing with the appeals court on Monday, Trump is expected to ask the court to move the trial outside Manhattan, another attempt to postpone the trial. And his lawyers have tried several times to delay the trial, but this will be the first time that they've tried not to delay it via Marchand, the judge, but rather to go to an appeals court and say, hey, you've got to help us delay this trial. And finally, our crazy alert for the day, Rudy Giuliani. This is nuts. Giuliani says the communist states are getting earthquakes and suggested this means somebody is sending us a message. And this was after New York City got the tri-state area, which all votes Democratic, got an earthquake, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake on, what was it, Friday or Saturday? Saturday, I believe it was, yeah. Speaking on his show, Giuliani said, quote, we were in the communist state of New York, and then we were in Connecticut, and we just escaped all the earthquakes. Then we got to Massachusetts, which probably had some earthquakes, and we got to New Hampshire, where there's no earthquakes, which is telling me that somebody's sending us a message. The communist states are getting earthquakes. Look at California. You can't have more earthquakes than California. You want to figure out why? Right. Communism. Didn't know that. I know that there are a lot of negative consequences of communism, particularly the way it was played out in the Soviet Union. or in other nations that call themselves communists, but that it causes earthquakes. I mean, this is a new one on me. That's pretty strange. But Rudy Giuliani, I mean, you know, what can you expect? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. What's on your mind today? What are you looking at this coming week? Congress is coming back into session, I believe, tomorrow. And, it's going to be real interesting to see if Mike Johnson brings Ukraine aid to the floor. Will he do it? And if so, how? And what kind of pound of flesh is he going to want for it? What do you think?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your calls in just a moment. Just a few minutes.
Connecting with you.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley.
We're in touch with you.
Media. You're listening to
Lake Air 1260 AM.
WLAK's
radio station.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken, with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night, and you can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old-school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have a new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop those threatening phone calls without bankruptcy and without a loan. They find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Just visit zapmydebt.com. Z-A-P, zapmydebt, D-E-B-T. Zapmydebt.com is the website, zapmydebt.com. And welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. And Rick in Lakeville, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Really good to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener since I found you on AM 950 here in Minnesota, mm-hmm. In the depths of my Trump depression back in 2018. I just wanted to go back to the point you were discussing earlier about rural voters and why they would vote for Republicans and essentially vote against themselves. I kind of experienced this in my own family over the last 8 or 10 years. I moved to Minnesota about 20 years ago, originally from New Jersey, and I have two younger sisters, and they're married to guys that have this mentality about, you know, they're hardworking people, they're bootstrappers, they're single-issue Republicans, one of them is a gun guy, you know, they just have this mentality about them, and I've been trying to, like, sort this out for years because my family was never particularly political, like essentially my parents, right? After moving to Minnesota here, you know, I had voted for Republicans and Democrats since I was, you know, a teenager, and, you know, I'm 60 years old now. And, you know, that was back when you could vote for a person. You could vote for the candidate, not the party, right? Yep. But since I moved to Minnesota 20 years ago, I'm living in an even more blue state, typically, than New Jersey. But I recognized a few years ago when Trump got voted into office that my entire family that I left behind in New Jersey 20 years ago mm-hmm. is all Republican now. Mm. And this has come up for me, you know, for years now, and it's a very delicate issue. I can't talk to my sisters about certain things or my brother-in-law. And, you know, it's there are people writing books about this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying very delicately to try to, you know, discuss these things with them, and I can't because I don't want to ruin the relationships, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've figured out over the years by listening to people like you and other people on some of the other, you know, more liberal radio stations like AM 950, et cetera, which there aren't many, as you point out all the time. You know, I've kind of put this picture together, and it's, to me, it comes down to these people being two things. They're aspirational voters, and they're single-issue voters, right? And they don't want to be connected. I mean, I think psychologically, they don't want to be connected with the people they consider to be losers, the Democratic Party. I know that sounds crazy, but I have had conversations with these guys and other people that I live with here in Minnesota, even that are I live in a town which is primarily Republican, as far as I can tell. I've lived here for 20 years, you know, because they think they're wealthy. And they think if they, you know, they have a job and they make, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 a year, they're wealthy people. They identify with the Republican, you know, you know, kind of aristocracy, I guess. You know, they identify with the wealth, and they don't want to be called losers. And when you vote for Democrats and you talk about being a Democrat and you talk about what they call entitlement programs, et cetera, then they feel like they could be perceived as being, you know, lumped in together with all these people that are beneath them all the time. Hmm. And I think it's like a perception problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and the perception is the result of, you know, the relentless propaganda. I mean, you know, of the right-wing echo chamber. And all the Republicans who are echoing it. So, yeah, no, it makes perfect sense, Rick. The question is, what do you do about it?
Oh, exactly. This is what, you know, and you've been pointing out these books that are, you know, are coming out about this kind of thing. And, you know, I know there's people that call into the show all the time that say, you know, there's that one guy that calls it all the time. He says, you know, like, I have this beer barbecue thing with Republicans.
Yeah, Tom and Mossy, whatever it is, in Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Or Florida.
You know, I would love to be able to. I would love to be able to do that, but I don't even know where to begin. And I'll tell you, anecdotally, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a cautionary tale here, too. Tom invited his neighbors over for barbecue and beer to discuss politics from a progressive point of view. And, you know, they started vandalizing his house. One of them burned down his barn last week. I mean, you know, it's like that's a cautionary tale, Rick.
Right, I know, and it's a difficult thing to do, but I don't understand for the life of me why anybody in this country that works a job for somebody else would vote for Republicans.
Yeah,
you know,
no, they're the party of the CEO class.
Absolutely, the C-suite class, and you know, there's a couple of things that I just came across an article. His name was Chris Quinn, I believe. It was out of the Plain Dealer out of Ohio, Columbus Plain Dealer, I believe. It was on the net. And he's a writer and writing an editorial or opinion piece in this newspaper. And the thesis of the article was it was just like what you were talking about with this guy, Mike, just previous to picking up my call. How do we write about the difference between, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden or Republicans and Democrats, you know, without offending people when we have to actually report factually?
You've got to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. I'm with you.
Another quick thing. I was in on a vacation. I was in Zion National Park a few days ago, and I don't have cable TV anymore, but I was listening to all those right-wing channels.
I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with your calls in just a few moments.
In touch with the city of lights, music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, Amory's radio station. Amory's radio station.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department said it will not turn over to House Republicans looking for something, anything, on which to impeach President Biden, a recording of the president's interview with a special counsel on his handling of classified documents.
Even with Republican threats of holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt, the DOJ says it has no plans to hand over the audio recording of the interview. A spokesperson for the DOJ says the House committees have already received extraordinary accommodation of the interview transcript, giving them all the information they need.
ABC's Perry Russum. The Israel Defense Forces said more than 400 trucks carrying humanitarian aid entered the Gaza Strip on Monday. On Sunday, more than 300 delivered aid. The University of Connecticut men's basketball team continued its march of destruction through the NCAA tournament, smothering Purdue 75-60, a beat down to win the national championship and defending its title. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. President Biden says student loan debt is crippling too many Americans and hurting the U.S. economy.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Biden in Madison Monday announcing new steps that could benefit 25 million Americans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely here the overnight with cloudy skies and upper 30s, a light west breeze. On Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. A slight chance of showers Wednesday will be in the mid-60s. It's 42 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique, and dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up your phone calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Are you talking about the rural-wide rage?
Yeah.
You know, I retired, I lived 25 years in Columbia, Maryland, where I worked for no such agency in 1999, retired out here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for 30 years, we had an excellent Democrat representative, Rich Boucher. I'd describe as moderate conservative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we voted for him, and people out here, you know, I'm talk to my neighbors, we're more concerned with just getting along. We don't hate anybody. We help each other out. You know, this is mainly an agricultural area. Mm-hmm. Grow our own food. I heat with a wood stove. Mm-hmm. And, get this, one of my neighbors is a retired Navy officer, and he's a self-described social Democrat. So we have some interesting conversations.
I can imagine.
They're probably a rare scenty around here, but... Yeah. Like I say, I don't meet many people who hate anybody, race or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
just concerned about, we help each other out, getting along, and when the Democrats run another candidate, like Rick Boucher, I'll vote for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it, and that's a lot coming from a former Republican, George, and good on
exactly,
you.
Exactly right. Yeah, depending on who the Democrat, we haven't picked a Democrat candidate yet, but depending on who it is, I've been considering voting for him. Yeah. I voted for Rick Boucher all the time. He was my kind of Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, strong on defense, Second Amendment, getting internet connectivity to rural areas, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, the Democrats have done a lot for the rural areas, and the Republicans opposed all of it, which is just astonishing. So are you suggesting, George, that this book has come under some attack, this White Rural Rage book?
What's the title? I'd like to get it. I have a short memory, so I'd like to pick it up and read it.
Yeah, it's titled White Rural Rage, and there's a hot link to the book on Amazon in my article. You can just click on it, and it'll take you right to the book.
Yeah, I order most of my books from Amazon, so yeah.
Yeah. And, but there's some researchers who are quoted in the book who are saying that, their data was kind of cherry-picked in a way that, helped the thesis that white rural people are kind of nuts and full of hate and didn't accurately reflect their research. I tried to avoid those kinds of things from the book when I wrote this kind of book report this morning. And instead just focus on the raw numbers, the statistics that those people had come up with in the first place, rather than...
Yeah, I saw that in your newsletter this morning, right?
Yeah, exactly, rather than the interpretation of the statistics. So, but I do think, Democrats have a real problem with rural voters, and I think, frankly, and a lot of it has to do with right-wing talk radio. Right-wing talk radio is available in every nook and cranny in America, and progressive talk radio is only available, in a handful of cities, in a big way, on larger, substantial stations. Plus, our nationwide footprint with Sirius XM, but not everybody has a satellite receiver.
Yeah, so, if it had been for Free Speech TV or Sirius XM, I'd be getting nothing but right-wing talk.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's one of the things that's that's driving this this spin to the right in rural areas. George, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you.
Good work, and I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, George. Have a great day. Amma in Harlem, New York. Hey, Amma, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yes, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I don't know if what I'm going to say is that wonderful, but I just want to say in Israel and Gaza, Palestinians, civilians, that's an example of an ethnocentric war, and terrorism should never, war does not exclude or equal terrorism.
Okay. All right. I don't disagree with that. I think, you know, well said. Amma, thank you very much. Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I really love your show, your writings, and also the exchange of ideas with your call-in format. I think it's very valuable. Not a lot of platforms don't have that. But I'm calling about your Ukraine funding you mentioned about, right? I was reading an article in Reuters, and by the way, I'm all for, you know, Putin's a madman. I'm all for the Ukraine funding.
Right.
They need to defend themselves. But I was reading a Reuters article where it said that the White House was open to ending the LNG export pause in exchange for the Ukraine aid.
Right.
The White House is denying that, Tom. Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and I've seen an article about the White House denials. Mike Johnson is denying that he's got deals going on, too.
He's denying it, too?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. He's saying that he's gonna work something out this week, but he's not, to the best of my knowledge, he hasn't revealed to anybody exactly what he's planning on doing. He's getting a lot of pressure from the Marjorie Taylor Greens, you know.
Right, and Tom, real lastly, these massive pipelines and all the export, you know, the one I'm fighting is to China. Mm-hmm. Through West Texas, but it really harms communities with pollution along all of its route, and locks us all into global reliance on natural gas for decades.
Sure.
And I think it's a real mistake if they say, "Oh, we're just going to displace coal with all these LNG pipelines."
Yeah, no, I get that, Bill. And this is, you know, you've got the fossil fuel industry doing as much as they can, as quickly as they can. To try to forestall the day that, you know, we need less and less fossil fuels and we're taking more and more of our energy directly from the sun, you know, via wind, via solar panels, via, you know, wave, and whatnot. And one of the ways that they do that is by building fossil fuel infrastructure that's good for 20 or 30 years. You're absolutely right. Bill, thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good talking to you. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. On Friday, I saw something on CNN that said where Nikki Haley is still drawing in uncommitted voters.
Right.
Got me to thinking, why doesn't President Biden do what FDR did when Wendell Willkie got beat? You know, he beat Wendell Willkie. And offer, in this case, with Haley, offer her some type of a position. And because Willkie had made like two wartime informal envoy trips and that for FDR, and he backed them.
FDR also gave a job to the president who preceded him, who oversaw the Great Depression, you know, the big crash in 1929.
Okay, and it said like with Willkie, FDR and Willkie had discussed the possibility of forming a liberal political party after the war, but unfortunately Willkie died in October of 1944, so that idea couldn't bear fruit. And you wonder if that would have happened, would he have never let them get rid of Henry Wallace as VP?
Yeah, it's interesting, these little moments that become turning points in history, isn't it? Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I mean, but I just think, because as we know with this Gaza, I mean, it president's kind of like one step forward, two back.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a tough one, because you got Netanyahu, you know, struggling for his own life, his own freedom.
So, anywho, just a thought.
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear
from
you.
Be well.
Yep, thank you. You too. 43 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
44 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. We'll be right back.
From the Mississippi
from the heart
to
of the
St.
Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Erie 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader of the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods that Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor, including our dogs Blue and Chewy. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Gar.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good, good. You know, it's good to hear your voice and hear you. And one thing I like to say about the border is, before I say about the border, Nelson Mandela once said, "When wise people are silent, fools multiply."
Yeah. And then, again, case in point, Donald Trump calling himself Nelson Mandela yesterday.
Yeah, that's what he said. When fools multiply, when wise people are silent.
Yep.
And with the border, okay, the Statue of Liberty. Nobody ever says what it says on the Statue of Liberty. Send us your poor, send us your tired, and send us those yearning to breathe free. Yeah. I haven't heard one person say, take down the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Because the border being open is American as apple pie. It's like McDonald's. Yeah. It's like Chevrolet. It's like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's what the border is. I mean, it's a melting pot. And what the border has actually been open at least for 532 years. That's when Columbus sailed to America.
Mm-hmm.
So when they talk about the border, they really, it's a divide issue, basically.
Yeah.
Because we all know deep down inside that the border is never going to be closed because we're built on the border being open. We all know that.
It, by and large, is closed right now, Gar. I mean, there are some places where people can get through, but with considerable difficulty and danger.
Yeah, but the border's always going to be open. I mean,
there's always going to be people coming into our country. I mean, most of the people who are here illegally, without documentation, are not, they didn't come across the Rio Grande River. They came to the United States. And, you know, I mean, we have a million cars going back and forth just in Tijuana every year. And a lot of those people just drive into the United States, you know?
And basically all the border is divide the American people up. That's all it's about.
Well, and about declaring racial preferences. Like, you know, Donald Trump yesterday saying that, you know, at that fundraiser with the billionaires, why can't we get immigrants from Norway and Denmark? You know, he wants white-skinned people coming.
One thing about Donald Trump that really disturbs me, to even have a guy like that on the ballot tell us something is seriously wrong with America.
Yeah.
Just to have him on the ballot tell you that.
I agree.
Something is seriously wrong with America.
Yep.
And he's America looking at itself in the mirror.
Yep. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well said, Gar. Thank you very much. Passon in Newport, Oregon, listening on KYAQ. Hey, Passon, what's on your mind today?
Saving the democracy. The actual reason I've called is because I read the Constitution. I understand that to this very day, the United States is a federal republic that is ruled by law. It has 100% nothing in common with any non-democracy throughout the world. And as long as we're trying to fix a democracy that never existed, I don't see how we can heal the nation.
Well, I think, you know, the ideal of democracy has endured from the founding of our republic. And every generation, or at least every couple of generations, you see major steps forward toward America becoming more of a democracy. Citizens United set us back in 2010 badly. I mean, they really encouraged oligarchy here. And I'd say to a large extent, we're more oligarchy than democracy right now. But that can change.
I agree. We are more oligarchy than democracy right now. However, the problem is that most democracies, if you go into history and start studying this out, most of democracies end up as fascist and or oligarchy.
I don't think that's true of most democracies.
The United States has survived simply because we are ruled by law, which we don't get up and make these things happen anymore because we don't understand how our system works. We need to learn that we are essentially a federal republic. It's very simple. It's ruled by law. We have basic laws, and the more we try to make it a democracy, the more we lean into oligarchy.
Yeah. Okay. I disagree. I think democracy is the thing that will save us from oligarchy.
I think democracy is what will give it. And, you know, I'm grateful that you disagree because that's why conversation occurs. That's what we learn.
Yep.
I'm not pro anything, okay, aside that I'm going to vote for Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
I understand that compromise is the only thing.
You're nuts. Well, pass, and I'm sorry. I'm moving along. Ron in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind there?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again. So everybody's talking about family and, you know, rural America. I have a different take when it comes to rural America. I'm in traveling ad sales, and I get to work in rural markets in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing from the business owner aspect is something happening. I make the argument it's probably the second largest lobbying group in America called the National Federation of Independent Business, or the NFIB, behind AARP. And they're really going around out here in these small markets, and it's a great grift. I mean, they've really convinced a lot of business owners the conservative mindset when it comes to small business owners. But in the end, if you look at their policies, they really are just for corporate America. But they've convinced an entire, like, I'm talking tens of thousands of businesses.
Yeah, the same is true of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You know, they act to the benefit of about, you know, a thousand corporations, giant corporations, but not to the benefit of small businesses like mine or yours, if you have one.
Right. And, you know, and I've seen them in action. You're bound to walk into a business where either your competition's there or someone else is there. And I've seen how they approach a business owner. They've got this tablet. The first thing they do is they do a survey. But the way they ask the questions, the way they present the survey, you're almost forced to say yes to what they're. So when you see these surveys, like, you know, 75% of business owners are, you know, disapprove of Obamacare. Well, not really, because you came in and you basically forced that owner into like a, you forced them into saying yes when maybe they wanted to say no. I mean, but it's a. They're really, 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 really good at what they do, but they're really grifting, I think, the small businesses. And the Democrats need to do something to stop that.
I get
it. We need to.
I agree with you, Ron. Ron, thank you so much for the call. And thanks for listening to SiriusXM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Tune in Tuesday for the Eclipse Hangover Edition. Dobbs in Madison. It's going to be a special show. You're going to want to tune in. Devil's Advocates Radio.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olsen, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 2 weeks since the destruction of Baltimore's